Hello, this is Scott.
Yes, hello, Scott. This is Catherine again from Local Splash. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Yes.
How are you?
Doing good. But before I'm doing good. Thank you so much. I hope you are too. But before anything, we just wanted to let you know this call may be recorded for trading and quality assurance purposes. Is that okay?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. So, yes, I just wanted to, of course, reach out to you again. I did speak with our Google Ads expert, and most likely it's definitely the competition. The competition has actually, you know, upped when it comes to the services that you're offering, plus the bidding, you know, the bidding process that we're getting into. So what she is recommending we do is that, of course, we were actually doing like a $15 budget daily on your Google Ads campaign. So before she goes ahead and optimize it, she wanted to check if maybe you would like to consider adding more into your budget, somewhere in between, I would say, $300 to $400 would be an ideal budget, since we're still just at the 7th of May, and the next budget will be coming in on the 25th of May. So we have about more than 2 weeks to actually squeeze in the budget.
I said 2 weeks, and you say how much?
Somewhere in between $300 to $400. So we can increase your budget, your daily budget, and then we, after the increase of the daily budget, that is when we start the optimization.
Okay. Increase the daily budget to how much?
It should increase, hold on, let me see. It should increase your daily budget to somewhere in between, I think that should be 20 to 30 per day if we up the budget to, you know, with, if we up the budget to 300 to 400. And currently we're looking into working some performance max. However, it's not yet offered into your Google Ads campaign because it's just 1 month in. However, anytime soon, as per our Google Ads expert, that whenever the performance max option is already available in your Google Ads campaign, you will start working on it.
Okay. Is there a way to also see the campaign stuff, like and the analytics and stuff? Like, I can see like the impressions and the clicks, but like the the ratios.
Yeah. Sure, I can request for all the reports. However, I may be able to send it to you tomorrow. Will that be okay? I'll send it to you by email. I'll send you screenshots of the report of your Google Ads campaign, the most of which you are getting the impressions, how many clicks you've been getting over time, and just everything about the Google Ads campaign. I'll send it over to you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Or just increase that budget to $350, right? You said, I'll just do it to $400, and then, yeah, okay.
I mean, do you want to increase it now so we can start on the optimization, or do you want to increase it after I send you the report?
You can do it now. It's fine.
Okay. So with that, we just have to bill your card with $400, right? But please take note, you will still be billed a $600 on the 25th of May. Okay? $600 plus $149.
Okay, right. Understand.
No worries. I'll just go ahead and run your card now for the $400 for Google Ads. Give me one quick second.
And the way that is set up, it's still with the daily budet is how much? Just so,
I'll make some clarifications first with our Google Ads expert. I was not able to get that information, but it should be somewhere in between 20 to 30. Distributing it equally, yeah. That's kind of like almost doubling your current budget, because again, the competition has increased. So definitely if the competition has increased, then that means the bidding, you know, the bidding suggestions or the bidding process has also made some significant difference when it comes to the Google Ads campaign.
I had a question. So if I go to Google and then I type in land surveyor, because on the dashboard,
that keyword
is, It says it comes up 825 times, but then when I look down the list, I don't see my the business name. I see it in the for the mapping portion, that, which is always saying, but I don't see my business.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I mean, do you mean the Google Ads campaign?
Yeah, like when I Google it, like I don't see North Surveying and Mapping populating in the search. So is that, not sure why that's, why, if.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when it comes to what you're seeing and what I am seeing right now, because I'm looking into land surveying in Atlanta, Georgia as well, I would have to type in Atlanta to make my search narrowed down, especially I'm not located in Atlanta. So with that, I'm seeing your business second on the map section. But if you are referring to the Google Ads campaign, it doesn't show up all the time. Please take note, we are budget, okay? We are budget dependent. And there's competition. So sometimes I would say when you search for it, it shows up now. The next time you search for it, it doesn't. The next time it shows up, the next, it's kind of like a cycle. And it's actually Google's algorithm that allows your business to show up whenever potential customers are searching. There's some sort of like algorithm set for Google Ads to only show up when it's, I would say, let's say for example, the potential customer has searched for land surveying, land surveying businesses for quite, let's say, for quite some time. You know how algorithms work. Like, let's say, for example, they search on Facebook, they search on Google, they search this, on this platform, they search on that. So there's a high possibility of that specific customer to actually opt into the services you're offering. So when they search for land surveying in your local area and you're running some Google Ads, and that is when Google shows your Google Ads campaign. They usually show up one or two businesses, and then the next time you search, it doesn't. The next few times it shows up, the next time it doesn't. So Google has their own specific algorithm to make sure that they do not waste the budget as well that you're putting in per day to your Google Ads campaign. So to answer that, it doesn't show up every time. It only show up in certain searches and in certain cases. And that is what the report that I'll be sending you about, because it's going to show you where you're getting most of the impressions, how many clicks, and basically a more in-depth understanding as to how your budget is being consumed for Google Ads.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. But, that would be for a Google Ads campaign. However, please take note, this is a very important thing too, that whenever you see your Google Ads campaign, we would wish, definitely want you to make sure you do not click on it. Because even if it's you, Google Google is not something that would be able to identify if you as clicking on it. Even if it's you, it's going to be taken against your budget. So when you see it, just disregard, look at it, don't click it. Okay?
Yeah, and thank you.
All right. And again, I'll just run your card right now with the $400 that you'll be putting more to your Google Ads campaign, so I can send it to our Google Ads expert and do some optimization. Okay?
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much as well for your time, Scott, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
Okay, we'll do. Have a good day. Thank you. Bye.
Yep. Bye. Dong, Dong, not Ivan.